American sailors, airmen helped thwart Iranian missile attack on Israel. By Christina Wong on April 15, 2024. While Israeli air defense systems took out most of the 300 missiles and one-way drones fired by Iran during an unprecedented attack on Israel on Saturday, American sailors and airmen in the region helped to shoot down a number of them. U.S. sailors on the USS Arleigh Burke and USS Kearney, stationed in the Mediterranean Sea, destroyed between 4 to 6 Iranian ballistic missiles, according to a senior military official briefing reporters on Sunday. In addition, U.S. airmen in the region shot down more than 70 suicide attack drones headed to Israel, the official said. Those airmen included the 494th Fighter Squadron based in the United Kingdom and the 335th Fighter Squadron from Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina. These two squadrons had dozens of aerial takedowns last night, saving lives and reducing the risk of a broader regional conflict. The president expressed his thanks as their commander-in-chief for really their extraordinary airmanship and skill. That was displayed throughout this multi-hour engagement over the course of last night, the official said. A U.S. Army Patriot missile battery also shot down a ballistic missile in the vicinity of Erbil, Iraq, assessed to be on a route to Israel. According to the official, there were more than 100 medium-range ballistic missiles, more than 30 land attack cruise missiles, and more than 150 one-way suicide drones launched towards Israel. The attacks were launched from multiple locations, including Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. U.S. forces also took out a ballistic missile on a launch pad in Yemen. According to the official, there were more than 100 medium-range ballistic missiles, more than 30 land attack cruise missiles, and more than 150 one-way suicide drones launched towards Israel. The attacks were launched from multiple locations, including Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. U.S. forces also took out a ballistic missile on a launch pad in Yemen. Officials said the intercepts took place not only over Israeli airspace, but over neighboring countries as well. It was a pretty broad engagement zone, the officials said. We currently assess there's no significant damage within Israel itself, the official added. We are incredibly grateful here in the Department of Defense for the professionalism and skill of the brave U.S. troops who took part in these actions and will continue to stand guard to prevent further conflict or escalation, a senior defense official told reporters. U.S. officials also praised the coordination between the U.S. and Israeli militaries. It was really quite impressive to see the level of coordination and trust that obviously requires between our central command, colleagues and their Israeli counterparts, said the senior defense official. A senior administration official called it a team effort. So let me be clear, Iran intended to cause significant damage in Israel, and they failed in our mission to do so, which is a testament to Israel's military superiority and our collective defense. It's undoubtedly a team effort with the support of our partners. We together with the Israelis were able to defeat this egregious attack. And that was also made possible by decades worth of cooperation and investment in defense technologies, the defense official said. Our goal remains to de-escalate immediately and halt any further attacks. We do not seek conflict with Iran. But we will not hesitate to act to protect our forces and support the defense of Israel, and the president's secretary have been very clear that our support for Israel's defense is ironclad. And our forces remain postured to provide further support for Israel's defense and to protect U.S. troops in the region. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.